I mean, anytime you get together with a Shelby County League team and in a regional atmosphere, it's going to be a close game. I mean, I don't think at one point last night we would be able to pull away from them. I mean, they...
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at GeyersChrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyers is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyers is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyers Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, GAIERS Inc.com.
Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
At M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at 800-474-4123.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
They're playing basketball.
Oh, my goodness. Mesman in traffic. Had two men on him. He poured it through anyway. We are tied up. Tied up. 7-6-5. Here's Arms. They clear out for it. He shoots a 15-footer. Good! The buzzer. That's the buzzer. It counts. And Versailles dips in a 67-65 on a buzzer beater.
The fans are buzzing about scoresbroadcast.com. You can't beat it. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online. Scores has attracted 700,000 online users since 2007. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports, featuring our region's outstanding student athletes.
We saw two of the best basketball players in the state of Ohio play basketball tonight.
Oh, boy.
24 for Arns in the second half and 20 for Bensman in the second half. We didn't pay to get in, but I would have paid to see this one.
Behind the back, to the rack. Good! What a play by Paul Abotkins. He made the theft at one end, and he made the good move behind the back on the dribble to get himself free on the breakaway layup at the other end.
That is a good-looking freshman. I like him.
Uh-huh. Intercepted by Damaris Wolf. Down to Ivy. Driving layup is good. It is a locomotive freight train running out of control right now for Minster.
Stay on track on scoresbroadcast.com. Follow these schools: the Bodkins Trojans, Anna Rockets, Fairlawn Jets, Fort Loramie Redskins, Houston Wildcats, Jackson Center Tigers, Rushi Raiders, Minster Wildcats, Versailles Tigers, Layman Catholic Cavaliers, and the Sydney Yellow Jackets.
Yellow Jackets on the run, quickly four-court right. Gordon lets it fly. Got it! Three-pointer. Gordon, that's one from long range, 30 seconds in.
The follow by Holdhouse.
Abby Holdhouse rescuing Fort Lauderdale here in the third quarter. Goes to Poling in the post. Turnaround seven-footer. Yes. That's money in the bank right there.
You don't need a penny to enjoy Scores. Listen to all live and archived webcasts free of charge. Scores, the best high school sports coverage by a long shot.
Here's a long three-pointer by Versailles. Good! Cammy McElnatty fires in a bomb, a 24-footer. Down the floor to Pringer. Pringer dodges Paige Jones and makes a lefty in the lane. What a play by Courtney Pringer. Stolen by Francis to York in the lane. Good! What a heads-up play by Carter Francis. He made it happen. Jordan York on the finish for Rushi.
One photo finish after another, right through the tournament on Scores.
Here's Burning behind the arc. Gets a screen. Burning still behind the arc. He guns it. Shoots it. Got it! Got it! 1 second to go. 0.9 to go. Down to 10. Down to 9. Let's see if Andre can score. Maybe draw a foul. He's 20 feet out. Foul line. Behind the back pass. Layup. Good! Montez Roberts! Montez Roberts on the finish! That was as terrific an assist as you'll ever see under pressure. Whew. Wow! Oh, we should have a game that good here tonight for certain. Fort Loramie, Marion Local, Boys Division IV Regional Championship from here at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. 3,000 folks on hand for this game. A sea of blue and gold across the way, red and black behind us. It should be an exciting night. I'm Jack along with Chuck. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee here at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. Fort Loramie 25-2 on the year, having won six straight, 11 of the last 12 against Marion Local, 22-4 on the season. Marion Local has reeled off 10 straight to Fort Loramie at the Redskins gym by a score of 47-35. A lot at stake here tonight, Chuck. Obviously, a berth in the state Final Four, a state championship in boys basketball in 2003. That given year, both the boys and girls did the trick. The next year, the boys lost in the state championship game. You've got to go back some 10 years before to find Fort Loramie's last state title. The boys won it all in 1993. Both programs looking to get back there tonight. So that's got each team charged up for sure. Marion Local seeking revenge, having lost to Fort Loramie in the regular season. An aberration of sorts. Fort Loramie knows that. Marion Local was not on its game that evening. In fact, the Flyers were zipped for 11 shooting in the third period.
Well, to go back to your original thought, there's not a kid that plays basketball in the state of Ohio that doesn't dream of going to Columbus and playing in the state tournament over there. It's right. A dream of every kid and every coach. And I think tonight that the first game truly really has nothing to do with what's going to happen tonight. Loramie win the game, but this is going to be by far their biggest challenge that they've had since they got out of the league after they lost that Anna game. The tournament was a walkover for them.
Yep.
And they had a tough game against Rushi, and that's going to help them tonight in their regional semi tonight as both teams play their best basketball, and then we'll just see which team wins the basketball game.
Yeah, that's all we can ask for here this evening, is for both clubs to leave everything on the floor, late they can be, and that's more than tonight, as Chuck noted. Marion Local defeated Springfield Catholic Central 55-33 in the regional semi. Needed overtime to beat St. Henry in the district championship 39-38. It was up double digits, a big chunk of that contest. Held on to win it by a score of 48-45. I talked to Fort Loramie head coach Corey Britton earlier this week, and he said that he knew there was really not much of a chance for his team to pull away big time and beat Rushi by 8 or 10. He knew it would be a tight struggle and would come right down to the wire.
I mean, anytime you get together with a Shelby County League team and in a regional atmosphere, it's going to be a close game. I mean, I don't think at one point last night we would be able to pull away from them. I mean, they hit big shots in the fourth quarter, and we let things that happened on the offensive floor, end of the floor, affect us at the defensive. Clean up some areas. We need to make free throws down the stretch and take care of the ball. And But it was a great game. It was a game that we needed to be tested in. I mean, that was the first time in 3 weeks that we've really been tested. Mm-hmm. So we learned a lot from it, and hopefully we can build off of it and find a way on Friday night. I mean, it doesn't matter. You've got to be better than a team across from you, and luckily Tuesday night we were.
Big shots by Nick Brandewy off the bench. Eli Rosengarten played well. 15 points between them. Boy, you'd love to have that every single night out, wouldn't you?
I mean, it's fantastic when you get contributions from other kids. But to be honest, we've gotten contributions from other kids a whole lot this year. We've gotten it from Nate Roderman at times, Carter Mesher at times, Austin Siegel at times. So, I mean, when you have options, it makes you deadly. And those two don't show up to play last night. We're turning in uniforms instead of sitting here talking. So kudos go to those two for staying in there and making the most of their opportunities.
You won the hat trick, beat Rushi three times. Now you've got to take care of Marion Local twice. Thoughts about the Flyers, who played extremely well against Springfield Catholic Central in the regional semifinal and have been on their game now for about 3 or 4 weeks?
I mean, they're really good. They were really good the night we played them. They took it to us in a half. Mm-hmm. And to be honest, if I had to probably look at the 32-minute scheme of things, they probably beat us for the majority of that game. But we beat them for 8 minutes in the third quarter, and that was the difference in the basketball game. So if we don't outscore them, whatever it was in the third quarter, it's nip and tuck down the stretch. I think they got it to 5 or 6 in the fourth quarter before we were able to pull away and make plays down the stretch again. So it's going to be a dogfight. They're big, they're physical, they're skilled, and they present problems in a lot of areas for us. So we have 2 days to get ready, and hopefully we can put our best foot forward and give ourselves a shot.
Head coach Corey Britton of Fort Loramie, with whom I spoke just a few days ago. Bottom line, Chuck, Marion Local had a big lull in scoring in the game against Fort Loramie during the regular season. Neither team can afford a gap in 2-3 minutes in this contest. If it happens, you're probably sunk.
As a team, the entire season, I didn't see them have one bad defensive game all year. They had some bad offensive games in a stretch, but they never played bad defense, and I don't expect them to have a problem defensively tonight. They're playing against a long team. They got 2 6'6" kids in Bruns and Albers that shoot threes. They like to shoot them from the corners, and they can shoot over top of your defenders. So that's going to be a key, but you got to make sure that when they put it up, 3-point shots, when they're missed, tend to go weird rebounds. It's not like you're missing a short one. So they need to be putting a body on somebody and finding that basketball so they're not getting them 2 and 3 shots at a time.
Oh, I'm so anxious to see who head coach Corey Britton puts on Kurt Guttemiller's Bruns and Albers. Nathan Bruns, Justin Albers, as you said, Chuck, can shoot it from long range. Bruns is stronger on the interior. He's got a deadly little half hook, soft fadeaway, 7-8 feet. Albers generally is a longer range shooter. The better rebounder is Bruns. But they're on the floor simultaneously for the majority of the game. They got in foul trouble at Fort Loramie. Both had 4. By mid to late third quarter, right. And that hampered the Flyers on that night.
Well, it will. And another player I want to talk about is Tyler Mesher. The kid plays 6'2", but he's a wide body. He plays inside. I don't know if he has the ability to dominate the paint like he did against Springfield Catholic on Tuesday night, but I don't think he can against Tyler Siegel. But talking about fouls, Tyler Siegel cannot get in foul trouble trying to guard him in the lane early in the game.
Yeah, you're right, because he's the only Redskin, what, taller than 6'2 or 6'3?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, 6'7. But he's going to be the best rebounder on the floor. He's going to be the best shot blocker on the floor. He just needs to stay on the floor.
Prediction on my part, if Tyler Siegel and Dylan Braun get their averages, 30 points between them, Fort Loramie will win. I doubt that either head coach will allow the kingpin scorers on the two clubs to role players, the other three starters on the two teams, and kids off the bench.
Well, I think that Loramie's role players are better than Marion Local's role players.
Agreed.
At least what I saw in the 3 or 4 times I saw Marion Local this year.
Yeah, sure.
But they need Loramie needs Austin Siegel to have a game. They just need him to play well. and then take care of stuff on the inside. They need Eli Rosengarten to take care of the basketball and to take his open shots. If he's making open shots, they're in trouble. And Nick Brandewey had what I think was his best basketball game of the year on Tuesday night. If he can repeat that, I think Loramie's got a real shot at this.
No question about that. Pace will be a factor. I think Fort Loramie would like to push it when they can. Marion Local will up-tempo the game, maybe not as much as Fort Loramie. Marion Local would like to settle back, play half-court defense, five-on-five, and try to stop Dylan Braun from getting open looks from three-point land. Redskins want to get it out, motor it down the floor, and shoot jump shot off
down the floor. I was a little surprised because the other games we saw, Marion played about 50-50 zone man-to-man.
Right.
In Springfield Catholic, they played almost all man-to-man. So
yeah.
they decided as a team that they had the matchups that they wanted to see. We'll see how that goes tonight.
So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the area, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around. The tip and starters in a moment on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
One of our fine underwriting sponsors is Goffney Furniture in Sydney, which now offers a Beat the Taxman sale. And it's huge. 5 years, no interest financing at Goffney Furniture in Sydney. 60 equal monthly payments. How about that? And new at Goffney Furniture is the Support Report Sleep Test System. It's technology which will map out your body's pressure points and fit you into a mattress that suits your body's needs the best. High-quality furniture, dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Go to the website for more savings, Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Starting five being introduced for both teams. Fort Loramie in the home white, red numbers outlined in black. Marion Local, the road blue, gold numerals trimmed in white. Marion Local crowd across the way. We are at the bottom of the Fort Loramie cheering section on the west side, or I should say the east side, of Kettering, Fairmont, Trenton. For the Redskins, Nick Brandewey, Evan Burning, 6'1", senior at guard, nearly 17 points a game, or I should say nearly 10 points a game. 6'1", senior guard, is at 16.5 per game. Burning, also a senior, just under 10. Austin Siegel, 6'2", forward. Tyler Siegel, 6'7", in the post, nearly 13 a game, close to 8 blocks a game, or I should say close to 8 rebounds a game, 4 blocks per outing. That's the starting five for Fort Loramie. For Marion Local, Nathan Bruns, 6 feet 6 inches tall, 205-pound junior. Matt Rethman, 5'9", guard, a junior, shoots the three. He can be dangerous. Fort Loramie has got to stay focused on him. Tyler Pringer, a six-footer, a senior, out front. Tyler Mesher, 6'2", senior wing player. He'll hammer it down inside. And Justin Albers, 6'6", senior, 185-pounder. Both Bruns and Mesher right around 13.5 points a game.
This is going to be a war. Both teams are just going to leave it out there. You just know they are.
Brandewee, Burning, Braun, Austin Siegel, Tyler Siegel for Fort Loramie. For Marion Local, it's Bruns, Rethman, Pringer, Mesher, and Justin Albers. Marion Local won the tap to start the game. The ball fed low post right to Bruns. A double team, an overplay. It's swiped by Dylan Braun. Down the floor to Evan Burning. Burning picked up on the arc momentarily by Justin Albers. Now Austin Siegel, 35 feet out. Now to Burning. Tries to loop it down inside for Tyler Siegel. It's telegraphed. Intercepted by Nathan Bruns. Two picks right away to start the game. Couple steals each way. Rethman on top. Checked by Braun. Outside the arc of the left, it's Albers. Baseline left. Mid-range Bruns. Open player. Foul line. Marion Local. 17-footer. Tyler Mesher. Rim. Backboard. No good. Rebounded by Fort Loramie. Evan Burning darts up the floor. Gives it to Brandewee. 35 feet away. Points could be at a premium in this game. Who knows? 46-48 might win it. Brandewee baseline left. Drops it into the paint area to Tyler Siegel. Tipped free by Marion Local. Tied up eventually. It's a jump. Arrow favors the Redskins, who will keep it.
Well, Tyler has to learn. He's not going to be able to put the ball on the floor. There was three people around him there. He's going to have to turn and shoot it.
Down to our right, Nick Brandewee will inbound for Fort Loramie. Bruns guarding Tyler Siegel. Rethman has the job of checking Dylan Braun. Here is Evan Burning, far left side of the floor. Fakes left, goes right, into the paint. He's doubled, might have shoveled the feet. He did. He walked. And the officials are going to call them tight. That was a microscopic travel, very slight shuffle detected by the referee. 6:38 to go, first quarter, no score. Rethman outside the arc on the right to Pringer. Now Rethman. There's the ball, fired down inside. Risky pass intended for Albers, broken up by Fort Loramie. Ball loose in the right corner. Bodies on top of bodies. The ball flared away from the blue shirts. The white shirts went out of bounds. The official judges Fort Loramie got a piece of it last. It will be inbounded far side of the floor by Albers from Marion Local. Near side, three-point shooter, it's Rethman. Around and out, no good. Rebound slammed out of bounds by Rethman, who followed his own shot. Chuck, a moment ago I said 48, 46 points might win it. With each 30 seconds passing by and nobody scoring, I'm going to revise that down a bucket each half minute.
Well, 48 points, maybe both teams combined. It's just the defense, I mean, and the nerves right now.
A lot of tension. You can feel it with a capital T. Far left side of the floor, Burning behind a screen. Goes opposite, cross corner, Brandewee, who chucks up a long three ball, in and out. Tough break. It was below the rim, and snap free. Rebound boarded by Bruns. Bruns takes it 60 feet down the floor. Pull up Jay in the paint area. Good.
Well, when you're 6'6 and you can elevate like that, it makes you very effective.
And he dribbled it 4/5 the length of the court. Dylan Braun attacking right in the middle. Goes down deep inside the defense of Marion Local. He's doubled up but fouled near the rim.
Going to be on Bruns.
And we'll keep sight of personal fouls, because in the meeting at Fort Loramie, the 6'6 Nathan Bruns and the 6'6 Justin Albers both had foul difficulties and did not get to play much more than about 60% of that game. 2-1 here in the opening period. Mesher and Bruns for Marion Local, pushing about 30 points a game between them. Dylan Braun, Tyler Siegel, at almost 30 points a game between those two for Fort Loramie. Dylan Braun sinks both foul shots. And we're tied up at 2 with nearly 2.5 minutes gone. Token pressure by Fort Loramie in backcourt. Ball thrown to the timeline to Bruns. Outside the arc on the right to Rethman. Straight away Bruns. He looks for Pringer. Now Albers pops out to catch. Ball thrown to Mesher ahead of the key. Right wing, Pringer. Dylan Braun on him. Pringer, left-handed dribble. Rotates it near side. Goes to Bruns, 20 feet out. They look for Mesher on the interior. Burning guards Bruns just like he did in the regular season game. Long three, right flank. Pringer open. He buries it.
Tyler Pringer for three.
5-2, Marion Local. That's one of those X factors we alluded to in the pregame. Who else will score for these two teams in addition to the top four scorers? Two on each club. Nick Brandwee off balance through the paint area. Congested. Tried to bank it. Hard, no good. Rebound Marion Local. Quickly in the forecourt. A long three ball again by Pringer. It hit the back rim. Stuck up there for a split second. Kerplunk. It fell in. That was lucky.
Looked like a pitching wedge.
8-2, Marion Local. 4:25 to go in the first quarter. Left side of the floor, Brandwee. Little pick and roll with Austin Siegel. Nothing there. Goes to Tyler Mesher. Or I should say Tyler Siegel. Mesher on him. Ball dumped down inside to Austin Siegel. Reverse layup try. Way short. Hindered by Bruns. Rebound Marion Local. Another three. Right corner. Pringer again feeling it. It was strong. Rebound Dylan Braun. Two on one break. Bounce pass. Punched out of bounds by Marion Local.
Well, I'll tell you what. Marion just looks like they're not near as nervous. They're playing with a lot more confidence right now. Lormey's had two or three makeable shots, and they've just kind of short-armed them up there.
Yeah, Marion Local's defense has been extremely impressive the first 4 minutes of this game, 8-2.
Austin Siegel should not miss that reverse. That was an easy shot, and he just barely got it up to the rim.
Baseline, left of the basket, burning, inbounding, lobs in the paint area to Tyler Siegel. He pivots against Tyler Mesher. Shot off to the right. Good D. Hand in the face for the Flyers, who snare the rebound. Quickly, forecourt left, Mesher. On a weave, behind him, Tyler Pringer. That's a clear-cut travel. Yep. Pringer feeling it. Wanted to shoot again. He's drilled a couple threes already. And Fort Loram has been stymied. Only 2 points for the Redskins in the first 4 minutes, 15 seconds.
Two Braun free throws is all they have.
Yep. Not a field goal yet. Substitution, Marion Local, Nick Tangeman, 6'4 junior in. 30 feet away, it's Braun. Braun carves out space in the lane. The short 8-footer, a fall away, hit the back iron, ricocheted into the hands of Mesher. Tyler Mesher's got it for Marion Local, which leads 8-2. High left with the ball. It is Colin Everman who's checked in off the bench, a 6'1 senior. Tyler Mesher out high, hands it behind him to Everman. 3:12 to go, first quarter. Pick and roll down inside. Tyler Mesher, shot blocked on the play by Tyler Siegel, taken away by Fort Loramie. Here's Burning DeBron, forecourt right. Tries to bounce it on the interior to Tyler Siegel, kicked on the play by the Flyers. Again, Marion Local's defense has been mighty good. It's been suffocating. Fort Loramie can't find any breathing room. 3 minutes to go, first quarter, 8-2. Redskins trail by six. Only two field goals in this game in the first 5 minutes, or I should say three. Bruns won.
Two threes.
Pringer's got a pair of triples. Here's Brandwee diving into the lane. Late dish to Tyler Siegel. Shot blocked on the play by Tangeman. Tyler got it back, and he's pounded. He'll get two.
Wow, that second one, there must have been some body because that looked like a lot of hand on basketball, too.
Yeah, it sure did. That could have been called a jump very easily. But it's ruled a foul on Marion Local. Tyler Siegel at the stripe for Fort Loramie, which is down 8-2 with 2:48 to go in the first. Redskins without a shot made from the field so far. Tyler Siegel shooting up against the Marion Local student background. Drains it.
They look like they're at a concert. Jimmy Buffett.
Oh, I'm starved for hot, sunny weather.
Absolutely. If Jimmy Buffett was here, we'd be having a good time.
Substitution for Fort Loramie. Nick Brandwee comes off the floor. Eli Rosengarten is in. Nathan Roderman out there for Austin Siegel at the moment. Second shot, Tyler Siegel, swish.
Amazing, it's 8-4, Jack.
Yeah, really. Yeah. Redskins with four main floor yet. 8-4 Marion Local. Top of the circle, Tyler Mesher. Far right flank to Matt Rethman. On top, Bruns. He skies for a long-range three-pointer. It hit the back brace, shot way up in the air. Tyler Siegel spears the rebound for Fort Loramie. 8-4 Flyers. Quick pass, Braun to Tyler at the mid-range area. Goes opposite to Burning. Burning on the bounce. Hand off to Eli Rosengarten. Left wing Braun. Running at him is Rethman. Braun shoots it. Long one. 28-footer. Short. Rebound kick to Bruns.
You saw when that left his hand, it was not going to get there.
Open player. Three ball. Marion Local. Everman unguarded. Shot it long. No good. Tyler Mesher. A hook shot. Rebound is in. 10-4 Marion Local. A minute 52 to go. First quarter. Nathan Roderman, Fort Loramie, tries to retaliate with a quick tray. He hit the flange. Rebound of the Flyers. Bruns reached up and caught the board about 8 feet from the hoop. Fort Loramie with a quick miss. That trip down. 10-4 Marion Local. A minute 33 to go. First quarter. And the Redskins stand the ball out of bounds in the far corner of the court.
Well, Corey Britton is running people in and out trying to find a combination that can get something going right now, but Marion Local has got the advantage in the first quarter for sure.
Roderman, Tyler Siegel, Austin Siegel, Vernon, Rosengarten on the court. Dylan Braun gets a respite. Top of the circle with the ball, Matt Rethman for Marion Local. Check man-to-man by Rosengarten. Rethman veers right, bounces to Tyler Mesher deep in the right corner. He looks over the top of Tyler Siegel. Now to Albers. They peer down inside for Bruns. Tyler Mesher, right corner, three-point shot. Marion Local, Albers no good. Fall-away rebound, basket is in. What a play by Bruns. Great start, Marion Local, 12-4 lead. A minute 7 left in the first on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Well, we played nearly 7 minutes, all Marion Local here at the start. Fort Loramie does not have a field goal. It's 12-4 Flyers, who are taking advantage of the fact that Tyler Siegel is coming out to guard Tyler Mesher some 18 feet from the hoop, Chuck.
Well, that's what I was saying. They have got to make him make a shot out there. Siegel's got to stay in the lane and help, because if he's outside, those other two big kids are in there just rebounding the heck out of him.
Evan Burning just tried to force one up for Fort Loramie on a drive to the basket. He shot it from 6 feet away, and it was a block party crammed out of bounds by both Bruns and Albers. 53 seconds left here in the first quarter. Fort Loramie down 8, needs a field goal right here. Marion Local didn't score in the third quarter in the regular season against Fort Loramie. Fort Loramie's been blanked from the floor in the first quarter here tonight in the regional championship game. 34 seconds left in the first. Fort Loramie passes the ball around, being thwarted now by Marion Local's great defense. They throw opposite, far left side of the floor to Rosengarten. Rosengarten fakes the three-pointer, drives, it's blocked, and Fort Loramie, in its anxiousness, fouls, trying to get the ball back.
You don't want to live by the three-pointer, but right now, unless you make something from the outside, you're going to get nothing in that lane. They've got Redwoods in there, and you're not going to get shot. They're blocking Tyler Siegel shots.
Yep. 20, quarter of play. Marion Local 12, Fort Loramie 4. Ball being walked up the court by Everman for Marion Local. He's at the timeline. Now to Bruns. 25 feet away. It's handed off once again to Everman. Left flank, Bruns. 7 seconds to go in the quarter. Mesher out high, weaves to Bruns. He's met by Tyler Siegel. Near side pass to Albers. Open player, left corner, Marion Local. Three ball, good! Colin Everman was available. Redskins had five guys on four shooters. Everman was open. He got the ball in his hands, ready to shoot with about a second and a half to go, and he fired it in, a deep one out of the left corner. And the Flyers are rolling over the Redskins 15-4 after one on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack with Chuck. We open play second quarter. Marion Local is clobbering Fort Loramie 15-4. Here's a great play for the Flyers to open up action second period. Peeling off a screen below the rim was Albers. He popped out low on the block. The ball arrived from the perimeter at the same time. He turned and dropped in a point blanker, 17-4 in favor of Marion Local. Fort Loramie still without a field goal for the first 9 minutes. Here's a short baseline jump shot, but Tyler Siegel in traffic. It's off the rim, no good. Redskins get the rebound, a foul against the Flyers.
Well, it's a lot of the defense. I'm going to give them that, but some of this has become very psychological. I've never seen Tyler Siegel this season anyway shoot the ball that poorly. There was no form on that shot.
Tentative.
Yeah, very tentative. Yeah. I mean, they're just trying to guide it up there.
Just over seven to play in the second quarter. Brun sits down for Marion Local. We'll check the Flyers five momentarily. Ball inbounded deep right corner. Dylan Braun for Fort Loramie. Out back to Evan Burning. Seven to play in the second quarter. 17-4 Marion Local. Here's a drive by Braun, foul line. Good feed low on the right to Siegel. He goes up for the bunny, hit him back, and overshot it. Roderman goes over the shoulder of a Flyer player. Might have gotten away with a foul. Marion Local eventually fumbled the ball out of bounds. Fort Loramie is missing everything, including 3- and 4-footers. 6:54 to go, second quarter. Burning inbounding right at the rim for the Redskins. 17-4, Marion Local. Burning sends it out back to Dylan Braun. Braun 30 feet away. Goes to Burning, a fakes right. Goes left, into the paint area. Burning's fall away, 10-footer, hit the heel. Rebound, Marion Local. Redskins can do nothing right at either end of the floor right now. And if Marion Local scores the next 4 or 6 points, this game could be over quickly. Flyers have got the ball in the arc. 6:20 to go here in the second quarter. Deep in the right corner, it's Refkin. Straight away, Tyler Mesher. High arching triple. It lipped the rim. It was down below. Popped out. Break for Fort Loramie. Rebound down to Burning. Burning pulls up on the arc. Gives it to Roderman, 25 feet away. Now to Brandewee, 30 feet out. Left side, Dylan Braun. 17-4, Marion Local. Into the mid post to Siegel. Spin move. Goes to Brandewee. Baseline right to Roderman. Out back to Burning. There's a no good. Off the back brace. Rebound Flyers. A good look. It wouldn't go in. Here's Everman dribbling down the floor through a cluster of players for Marion Local. And a reach is called against Dylan Braun of Fort Loramie. A lid on it right now for Fort Loramie, which has no field goals for better than 10 minutes in this game.
I'm speechless. Doesn't happen very often.
Baseline right of the basket. Marion Local will trigger. Albers the playmaker. Lobs into the paint area. Leaping steal by Tyler Siegel of Fort Loramie. up ahead to Dylan Braun. Braun rotates it right side to Burning. Gets a high screen from Siegel. Burning's got the ball. Guarded closely to Tangeman, who stole it. Tangeman down the floor for Marion Local. Blocked by Burning. Foul by Burning at the rim. Two free throws here for Marion Local's Nick Tangeman, a 6'4 junior who's come in off the bench. 17-4 in favor of the Flyers with 5:29 left here in the second quarter. Tangeman's got a pair for the blue shirts. He eyes the basket. Way short, barely caught iron.
Well, you look across the floor at the Fort Laramie coaching staff. Nobody has any answers. I mean, Coach Britton looks down at all of them, and they all kind of look down. There's no answers right now. Make a shot. That's all they can do. Make a shot.
Second shot, the Tangeman swish. 18-4, Marion Local leads. 5:21 to go here in the first half. Again, the Redskins don't have a field goal. Brandon, we top of the circle, hand off to Dylan Braun. Fakes left, goes right. Pushes his way into the lane. Might have been charged with a foul. Yes, he bowled over the defender for Marion Local, and Dylan Braun has got two personals.
Player control foul for Redskins, number 32, Dylan Braun.
Well, it's getting away from Fort Loramie very quickly. Marion Local, prime for this rematch here tonight, has put it to the Redskins without question. And Fort Loramie's had no answer. 5:10 to go in the second quarter, 18-4 Marion Local. Again, the Redskins haven't scored from the floor. Far left side with the ball, Tyler Pringer for Marion Local. Swivels on top. Hands it left flank to Matt Rethman. Rethman explodes down the middle of the floor to the rim. No good, but he's clobbered on the elbow. What a spurt to the basket by Rethman. He turned the corner, and the alley was there. He took advantage. Marion Local, Chuck, somehow a little more ready to get this game started tonight. Out of the gate, fast beginning. And now the bewildered Fort Loramie Redskins search for answers as the free throw is missed by Rethman.
This is like a snowball in the Rocky Mountains. It started small. It's huge now, and it's all in their heads.
No, it's an avalanche at this point. 4:53 to go in the second quarter. 18-4, Marion Local. Second shot by Rethman, way too long. Runs for the Flyers. Reaches up to tap the rebound out to a Flyer player that rolls to a Redskin. Burning's got it, half court to her right. We are perched on the floor at side court below the Redskins crowd, about 5 feet to the left of the timeline. Here's Brandewee outside the lane in the right, on top to Burning. 4.5 to go here in the second quarter. Now to Brandewee. He dribbles behind the back. Goes to Rosengarten. Collision. Pringer shoulders him 20 feet away. Head coach Corey Britton, far side of the floor for Fort Loramie, cheering on his Redskins, who have managed to do very little productively so far in this game.
I would say very little is giving them a compliment.
Marion Local has been fantastic. Heck of a start to the game for the Flyers. Who would have thought? Here's Rosengarten on a weave. Right wing, Roderman back to Rosengarten. Straight away, it is Brandewee. Dylan Braun on the sideline at the moment with two fouls. Burning baseline left. In the paint area to Tyler Siegel. On top to Rosengarten, who drills a triple.
Maybe that'll break the ice. It's only an 11-point game. That's the amazing part of this.
It took 12 minutes for Fort Loramie to score a bucket. Eli Rosengarten, who had a very good contest in the regional semifinal against Rushi, just knocked down the three ball to make it 18-7, Marion Local. 3.5 to go, second quarter. Here's Bruns against Burnett. Again, Dylan Bruns out with two fouls. Top of the circle, Tyler Mesher to Rethman. Line drive, triple. Swish!
That is one ugly shot, but it was worth 3 points.
Rethman and Pringer coming up big for Marion Local. Brandewee drives through the paint area. Ducks under, fades, rim the 10-footer. The board to Marion Local. 21-7 lead. Long heave down the floor, Mesher. Mesher running, shooting. It is no good. Rebound Yank down by Tyler Siegel of Fort Loramie. Three to play in the second. They head to Burning. On a weave to Rosengarten. Inside pass for Siegel. He dropped it. Picked off on the play by Bruns. Three on three. Bruns gets it back. Shoots a shot from 24 feet. Barely caught iron. Rebound Mescher. Blocked by Tyler Siegel. Ball loose in the baseline. And I think Mescher is on the strike for Marion Local.
Yeah, that's the only thing I predicted is coming true is that Mescher is getting nothing inside. But other than that, Marion Local is just dominating this game.
Well, I'll go on record as saying I felt a little uncomfortable about this game for Fort Loramie, given that I knew Marion Local was playing far better now than the Flyers were 11 games ago when they were shut out in the third quarter and lost to Fort Loramie. And Marion Local is playing splendidly, having won 10 straight. Flyers on their game. The passing for Fort Loramie, Chuck, not crisp at all.
No, they're trying to throw assists on every pass, and that's just getting them in trouble.
Very undecisive passing by the Redskins. Dylan Braun back on the floor. Hits a cutter down low on the left. It is lost on the play by Burning in the corner of the floor. Marion Local's got it. Three on three. Mescher finishing. Short on the layup. No good. Rebound Fort Loramie. Mescher over the back. Tell you what, Flyers had a couple chances to push this thing out to 18, have not converted. 2:19 to go, second quarter. 21-7 in favor of Marion Local.
Well, we have a very stunned crowd sitting right behind us.
We have not been challenged by the crowd very often in this game simply because we've had only one field goal by Fort Loramie to describe. Here's a drive by Burning. Look at Evan Burning go. He blazed a trail right down the middle of the floor. Took it 50 feet. Would not be denied. He carved out space in the lane and made a brilliant driving layup. Marion Local counters. Tangeman on the inside. Post-up move no good. Again no good. Followed by Bruns. It is off the rim. Foul. Fort Loramie. Redskins might have gotten the wrist of Bruns on that third effort. They tagged him on the forearm, and Bruns has got two shots for the Flyers, who lead it by 12.
It looked like a volleyball. They just beat him on the boards until they got fouled.
Free throw by Bruns, up and in. He is one of the two best free throw shooters on this team. Marion Local's been streaky at the stripe all year long. Missed at least 10 in the first half against St. Henry in the district final. Bruns' second foul shot, lotter rim. It bounces and rolls down through the ropes.
He's only a junior.
Yes. Oh, this Marion Local club will be excellent next year, no question about it. Experience will return. Justin Albers at 6'6 is a senior. But Rethman is back, as is Bruns. Oh, here's a great play by Fort Loramie's Evan Burning. He's trying to inspire the Redskins. He just made another dash down the floor, dove into the lane, probed the middle, went all the way to the rack, and banked it down and was fouled. A minute 45 to go, second quarter, Fort Loramie needs to cut into this deficit. It would be an achievement, Chuck, if Fort Loramie shaved it to less than 10 by the halftime intermission.
It would be amazing.
Burning was fouled while scoring. He lips the rim of the free throw. Tyler Siegel over the shoulder of Tangeman on the rebound.
It's 1-1.
Fort Loramie foul number 50. Tyler Siegel, his first.
Well, the great basket by Burning may be offset the two free throws. 1-1 situation for the Flyers. Tangeman stared the rebound on the miss by Burning. He had made a super play down the middle of the floor. His free throw went in and out. Tyler Siegel on the back of Tangeman of Marion Local on the rebound try. 1-1 for Tangeman of the Flyers. He arches it up, much too strong. He's one of the weaker Flyer free throw shooters. And now Fort Loramie's got possession, a minute 38 to go in the second quarter. Redskins are down by 12, 23 to 11. Burning to Braun. Braun, spin move, almost walked. He did. Yep. I called that one before the referee.
It was obvious. He was got himself turned around and got us fell backwards.
But Dylan Braun only produced one field goal in the regular season loss to Marion Local.
Well, that's one more than he's produced tonight.
Yes, he's got zip in this game so far. Here's pressure in backcourt by Fort Loramie, forcing Marion Local into a timeout with a minute 30 to go in the first half. A half-minute timeout called. Flyers up 12 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Deaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Oh, if you're a fan of local high school sports like Chuck and I, please check out the book, Titles and Tears. The book documents the decade-long quest of the Fort Loramie girls basketball program to take the state title in 2013. Redskins then repeated 2 years later. The book is available at titlesandtears.com. And sports people in the Upper Miami Valley have called the book so very real and a straight out of Hollywood script. Titles and Tears, a must read. You've got to have it. All local basketball fans need it. Outstanding reading, Titles and Tears, available at titlesandtears.com. Its authors, Hillary Bonanza and Jeff Hewitt. Titles and Tears is the title, and you can purchase it at titlesandtears.com. Well, after the Marion Local timeout, Brun's got a good-looking shot in the post area. It skipped off the rim. Foul, Tangeman, Marion Local over the back. And Carter Mesher, who's been subbed in by Fort Loramie's head coach Corey Britton, is at the stripe with the 1-1.
Carter Mesher for Fort Loramie.
Carter is a 6-foot junior. Two big free throws here to whittle it to 10 with 72 seconds to go, second quarter. Mesher eyes the basket and pours in the free throw. 23 to 12 Flyers. Second shot, Mesher. It took Fort Loramie 12 minutes plus to produce the Redskins' first field goal in this game. This free throw by Mesher is good, and amazingly, the Redskins are down only 10 at 23-13. Could be far worse. Here's Bruns over the timeline. It's 6-6. He plays post. He plays on the perimeter. He brings it down the floor. Here's Rethman. Here's Bruns, 30 feet out, burning on him. Left side, Tyler Mesher. 51 seconds to go, first half. Screen by Albers. Bruns has got it. Mesher has it. Skips it cross-court to Pringer, who's made two threes. Brun straight away a triple. It hit the back brace. Long rebound to Burning of Fort Loramie. Redskins can cut it to 7 or 8 right here. Feet away. 32 seconds to go first half. High screen from Roderman. Burning jukes right, goes left. Hands to Roderman. Long triple. It hit the flange. No good. Nobody for the Redskins followed the shot. It was a rebound to be had. Marion Local scooped it off the floor 20 feet away. Triple, Pringer, swish!
Tyler Pringer for three.
26-13, Marion Local, 7 seconds to go. Triple by Brandon, we hit the buzzer. No good, off the flange, rebound Flyers, and that'll do it. Into the first half of play. Marion Local, 26. Fort Loramie, 13. All Flyers through the first two periods on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six west central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in services to our customers.
On the web, AUERfertilizer.com.
We are here on scoresbroadcast.com tonight thanks to these Fort Loramie game sponsors, Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customer service with a smile since 1922. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman on the web at tomjerrys.com. So you've got to check out the great inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's in Fort Loramie. Follow the footsteps of so many satisfied Geyer's patrons who travel to Fort Loramie from all over the country. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie, and check them out online as well at geyersinc.com. That's GAIERS Inc.com. If you need the right solution for true comfort at your home or business, call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. It will give your system the tune-up it's got to have. Place all your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman. They are the experts. Tom and Jerry's is a family-owned business that has built a quality name on developing relationships a customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie, phone 937-295-3243. Another winter storm is just around the corner. You better get new tires to grip the road firmly at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Beat the winter weather before it beats you. Your one-stop tire shop, M&A Muffler and Tires. Free pickup and delivery as well. Call Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt, at 1-800-474-4123. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. I'm Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. We are here at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena, about 6 minutes away from the start of the third quarter. And Marion Local is thumping Fort Loramie big time to the tune of 26-13 after two periods of play in this Division IV Boys Regional Championship game. Our halftime report presented to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Chuck?
Well, a terrible start to the game for Loramie. They got it back to 11 and 12. Actually had a shot two or three times down the floor to get it under 10. Never did it. Big three at the bottom. You want to talk about someone who you weren't planning on killing you. Tyler Pringer, three threes in the first half, 9 points. That's the reason it's a 13-point game right now.
Yep.
Loramie trails 14-13 in rebounds. They actually have a 4-1 offensive rebounding advantage. Six turnovers for the Redskins, three for the Flyers. 6-7 from the free throw line for Fort Loramie. 3-7 from the free throw line for Marion. That could be an Achilles heel for them if they do could win this game and get over to Columbus next week. Individual scoring, Tyler Pringer, like I said, he had 9. They got 6 from Bruns. They got three from Everman, three from Rethman. They got two from Measure, two from Albers, one from Tangeman. That's three, six, seven young men that scored. On the other side for Fort Loramie, they got four from Evan Burning, three from Eli Rosengarten, two each from Braun and Measure and Siegel. They scored 4 and 9, 13. Marion Local scored 15 and 11, lead at 26 to 13 at the half.
Redskins without a field goal the first 12 minutes of this game.
They got three total.
Grand total of three buckets from the floor for Fort Loramie in the first 16 minutes of this game. Fortunate to be down only by 13. Pringer with a big stab right in the back of the Redskins at the end of the second quarter with the long three, the buzzer beater, which came with a millisecond left on the clock at the end of the first half.
Yeah, pushed it back out to the score of 13, and that's a tough one for Loramie to come back from.
Biggest margin of difference was 14 points, 18 to 4. Redskins have got to climb out of a hole, and it's going to be a serious challenge against Marion Local, which is formidable and playing extremely and during the tournament and, of course, tonight. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. 26-13 Flyers over the Redskins on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later.
Its hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Our Local Equipment student athlete sponsors broadcast.com. Local Equipment, a founding partner of Scores. When we started way back 12 years ago, Jeff Bray and I got this thing off the ground. We couldn't have done so without the support of Local Equipment in Jackson Center, which ever since then has promoted student academic success among our student athletes in the Shelby County League and in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Local Equipment moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County in 1982 from L.A., California, thus the name Local. And tonight here on scoresbroadcast.com, Local Equipment salutes seniors for the Fort Loramie Redskins, and there are several. They'll be missed. They hope they're not playing their last game in a Redskins basketball uniform tonight. Still two quarters left for Evan Burning, Cody Barhorst, Dylan Braun, Austin Siegel, Tyler Siegel, all being under the spotlight tonight thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
Local Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. Local supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, Local Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
This is Jack with Chuck. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. We're set to start the third quarter. Marion Local's got a huge 13-point lead. And the way the Flyers are playing defense, 13 seems more like 20, especially as well when you consider how poorly Fort Loramie is playing and shooting.
Well, I wish this was one of the regions. It's probably the only region in the state of Ohio that doesn't give you stats at halftime.
Here is a backdoor cut, first play, third quarter. Burning hits Braun, baseline right. A crowd greets him. A fadeaway seven-footer, shy of the mark. Rebound, Marion Local.
They can't be any better than 3 of 20. I mean, that's a guess, but they can't be better than that.
And 4 or 5 of them within 4 or 5 feet of the basket. Here's a great pass down inside to Bruns. Bruns plays volleyball off the backboard. Missed it once, twice, sticks it in, and he's fouled. 28-13 in favor of Marion Local. That's the biggest lead. Evan Burning's got 3 fouls. Dylan Braun's got 2. And needless to say, the Redskins are in very serious trouble. Free throw by Bruns. In and out. Hung on the rim. Rebound jerked down by Austin Siegel. Outlet to Nick Brandewey. Right side. It goes on the play to Dylan Braun. Backdoor cut. Hits Austin Siegel below the rim. Bruns blocks it and takes it away. No foul. And that was a fine no call by the referee. Up ahead, Bruns. Bruns out back to Refman, who veers dishes to Pringer. Straight away, Tyler Mesher. Left side, Albers. They work Bruns in the mid post again. On the arc to Pringer. Pringer's got 9 points in this game. He's been the Redskin killer so far. Bruns roams through the top of the circle. Feeds Albers 25 feet out. Down inside to Mesher. Poked away but Burning. Ball loose in the right corner. Marion Local picked it up. Scattered floor. Guess what? Pringer. Tyler Pringer scooped up the loose ball. Nobody around. The floor had been scattered. Players everywhere. And Pringer drilled another triple. Here's Burning in the paint. Shot blocked. He got it back and sticks it in. Burning's got 3 baskets for Fort Loramie. Burning, the only one shooting it fairly well. 31-15 in favor of Marion Local. It had swollen out to 31-13. It was an 18-point cushion after the Pringer 3 from the right corner. He's got a dozen points. That last sequence at Marion Local's offensive end was screwy. There was a block shot, a loose ball. Everybody was scattered all over the floor, enabling Pringer to get the wide open look. Here's a missed shot by Bruns. Air ball saved inbounds by Tyler Mesher. Right to Burning. Burning darts up the floor. Goes to Brandewey. Shot fake on the arc. Can't drive. There's a cluster of bodies on the inside. Mesher and Bruns clog it up. Ball flipped to Burning. Burning to Brandewey. 5:29 to go third quarter. Now to Braun in the right corner of the floor. He's pinned the 2 players. Ball shaken free, but a foul. But Dylan Braun has literally been handcuffed by the Flyers in this game tonight.
Well, if this is the swan song, you hate to see Siegel and Braun go out this way because they're such outstanding athletes. They've meant so much to this program. But there's just some nights where the other team is just too good.
5 minutes, 25 seconds to go here in the third. Ball lobbed into Brandewey straight away. Looks for Tyler Siegel in the post. Hands it back out to Burning. Burning 25 feet from the basket. Now to Brandewey. Thought about letting go of the 3. He passed it up to Braun. Left baseline. He makes a bullet-like pass into the paint area. It hits the chest of Tyler Siegel. Rolls free to the floor. And Marion Local gobbles it up. Here comes Rethman down the floor to Tyler Mesher. Out back to the 3-point shooter. No good off the back flange. Everman missed it. Boy, the roof would have come off this place had that gone down. Redskins got the board. Ratterman up the floor. Left side to Braun. Here's a 3-pointer by Burning. Air ball. Missed it badly. Long rebound. Flyers. 60-foot pass. Intercepted by Ratterman. Up ahead to Burning. Baseline left. Hits Siegel in the lane. To the basket. Siegel's got it. And a foul.
Well, I'll tell you, a credit to Loramie is they're still playing hard. This would have been an easy win for you to just say, okay, it's over and start up the bus, but they're still playing very hard.
31-17 in favor of Marion Local with 4:33 to go here in the third quarter. Up through 2.5 periods, this is clearly by far the worst Fort Loramie has played all year, and it's come at a rotten time. Tyler Siegel gets the friendly bounce on the free throw. It tricked 1-18. Here is Marion Local in front with the ball in backcourt pressure by the Redskins. to check Everman, who nearly walked. Gave it up in the left corner to Pringer. He looked the other way, and the ball flew past him out of bounds.
He was looking to see where he was going to throw a pass, and he took his eye off the ball.
That's the only mistake Pringer's made all night.
Yeah, and we'll probably give him that one. If you're a Flyer fan, you're going, okay, he gets one.
Tyler Pringer has been flawless this evening. He's pumped home 12 points for Marion Local. We talked about the X factors in this game. Other than Tyler Siegel, Dylan Braun, and Bruns and Tyler Mesher for Marion Local, who would step up? So far, the Flyers' additional players have provided key support, especially Pringer. Oh, here's a great drive of Randall down the lane. Good hook-off pass to Tyler Siegel. He had a couple Flyers on his hip, one of whom fouled him as Tyler was going up for the chippy down inside, and he is awarded two free ones.
Tyler Siegel shooting two.
3:58 to go here in the third quarter. Redskins have a chance with two free throws to get this back down to 11 at 31-20. It's nope. Been as much as 16. And he fired it hard.
You saw Levy's hand. It wasn't going to be good.
Tyler Mesher back on the floor for Marion Local for Tangeman. Second shot, but Tyler Siegel bounces it three times, dips to knees. It's hard again. Rebound, though, right corner. Save a Brandewee to Braun. Dillon needs to drain a couple threes for Fort Loramie to get the ball rolling. But Marion Local's defense has other ideas because Dylan Braun has been smothered. Here's Burning below the foul line. To Brandewee on the arc. Back to Burning. Burning 20 feet away. Brandewee straight away triple. Way off to the right. Rebound volleyballed. Tyler Siegel's got it. Feeds Braun. Dives into the lane. Hooks a pass for Siegel. Busted up and stolen by Marion Local. Dylan needed to shoot the shot. Dribble drive, baseline right. Everman, Mesher at the elbow for Marion Local. 3:16 to go in the third. On the arc to Bruns. 31-18 Flyers. Here's Everman. Ball high overhead. Mesher foul line. Wants to go Bruns, low post, cannot. Backdoor cut, feed, picked off by Dylan Braun. Two on two. Braun against Bruns. He beat him to the basket and scored. 31-20. Marion Local by 11. It's been as much as what? 16? 18? Maybe.
Yep. That was 31-13.
Seven straight by Fort Loramie. Here's a seven-footer by Bruns. Missed it, no good. Got the rebound in the block. No good again. Knocked out of bounds on the play by Fort Loramie. Seven straight by the Redskins over the last 2.5 minutes. They've crawled back into within striking range. 31-20 Flyers. Timeout Fort Loramie. 2:34 to go. Third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we're outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in. And I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAG Inc.
Here we go. The final 2.5 minutes, third quarter. Marion Local's got the ball out of bounds underneath the Flyers' hoop. 31-20. In favor of Marion Local, which once led 31-13. Redskins need to stop here, and then a flurry of points to end this third period of play. Marion Local has played super basketball here tonight at both ends. Here's Springer. Here's a long three left side. Tangeman. It bounced off the rim. Tyler Mesher on the rebound. 33-20 in favor of Marion Local. Redskins had the ball, forecourt left. It's burning on the arc. Dylan Braun on the bench at the moment. Not one of Dylan's better nights. Here's Brandaway outside the arc. Straightaway Rosengarten. Nice into the lane. Good feed, low on the right to Siegel. Brun's on him. Brun's fouled him. Siegel's awarded two.
Well, the reason they're not coming back in this game, they gave up one offensive rebound in the first half. They've given up four here in the third quarter.
Tyler Siegel at the stripe for Fort Loramie, which is behind the 13. Under two to play third period. Tyler eyes the hoop. Loops up the free throw. Swish. 33-21. Second shot, Tyler. Dylan Braun's checked back in. He was out for just seconds.
They need him. They do. He's not having a great game, but they need him out there.
Up and in by Tyler Siegel once more. 33-22. 11-point separation.
That's what it was at the end of the first quarter.
Yep.
15-4.
You're right. These two teams have played even since over the last 15 minutes. As Chuck noted, it was a 15-4 game after one. Here's Marion Local in backcourt. Everman near side to Tyler Pringer to Mesher. Four team fouls on Marion Local. Only one on Fort Loramie. You wonder when the Flyers will start to milk the clock. Not at this point in time. Over guarding on the inside. Bruns was held onto from the rear. The officials were all over it as the Flyers' Pringer tried to enter it to the post. Austin Siegel picks up number one. Second on the team here in this half. Bruns inbounding. Left corner. It is Everman. He darts through the lane. Oh, he got away with a walk. No, he didn't. The referee called it.
He got away with the first walk.
Yeah.
He called the third step.
Yeah, he shuffled twice. And whistles blew from both sides of the floor on the second one. Fort Loramie's got to make its move right now.
Oh, yeah. They're running out of time.
Minute 30 to go, third quarter. 33-22 in favor of Marion Local. Here's Burning down the floor right side. On a weave out back to Braun. He's double-teamed 30 feet away by Rethman and Bruns. Gives it to Burning. Roderman foul line. Shot fake into the lane area. Goes up strong against Bruns and makes it. 33-24. Fort Loramie within nine. Long pass down the floor. Marion Local. Pringer out back to Rethman. 58 seconds left in the third. Near side, Mesher. Mesher 40 feet out. Tyler Siegel guards him way away from the basket. Here's Bruns, left flank, burning on him. Bruns spins, pulls up at the elbow, hooks it back to Rethman, right back to Bruns. 35 seconds to go in the third quarter. Now Rosengarten's on Rethman tightly. Here's Bruns near midcourt. Bruns, the 6'6 junior. He's been stellar tonight. We're down to 23 to go in the third. 30 feet out, it's Rethman. 18, 17, 16 seconds to go, third quarter. Fort Loramie not in desperation mode yet. Just have to play good defense and get a stop. 10, 9, 8. Mesher, head of the key against Tyler Siegel. To Bruns, shot fake, drives on Burning, shovels it toward the rim. Blocked away by Tyler Siegel. And that's a foul called against Tyler. That is questionable. 1.5 to go. Bruns might have been bailed out. He had no shot. In fact, belatedly, he just kind of shoveled it toward the basket around Tyler Siegel, who got a mitt on the leather. Bruns, though, is awarded two, and he sinks the first free throw. 1.5 to go. Fort Loramie will have a difficult time getting a shot. That's a big foul call right there.
I guess maybe I could see it a little bit. I couldn't tell where his hand hit, if he hit him up on the arm. But when you got somebody going down there, all he's doing is trying to flip something up that doesn't have a prayer, I don't think you call the foul.
Don't believe you give the benefit of the doubt to the offensive player in that situation. Well, Bruns calmly drops in two free throws. And Fort Loram is down 11 again. 1.5 to go. Here's Rosengarten, a heave 70 feet short. And the third period concludes. It was 15-4 after one. It's 35-24 after three on scoresbroadcast.com.
For a presentation of Richard.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six west central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
Well, Loramie got way behind Lima Perry last year in the regional and made a furious comeback. Just came up a little bit short. That's what they need right now.
Exactly, Chuck. Marion Local not out of the woods yet. Let's see what the Redskins have in them. Flyers have thoroughly outplayed the Redskins all night long, leading by 11, 12 seconds into the fourth. Here's Tyler Mesher. Here's Bruns. Elbow on the left. 17-footer. Banged off the rim. Ricochets into the left corner, knocked out of bounds by Marion Local. No, it's given to the Flyers.
Somebody needs to go help.
If the referees look at each other, the call's going to stand. Bruns missed a long shot.
My goodness, that's a bad call.
Rebound was volleyballed all around. Looked like a blue shirt got a piece of it last. Flyers enter it, though, to Bruns in the lane. On the top to Pringer. He sparkled tonight for Marion Local. He's got 12, including a buzzer beater at the end of the first half. Three team fouls on Fort Loramie, which is down 11. Rethman dribbles below the foul line. Pringer arches a three. He hits another one. Tyler Pringer playing like a young man possessed tonight. 38-24. Redskins down 14. Baseline drive, Fort Loramie, kicked out of bounds by Marion Local. A minute gone here in the fourth. Redskins inbound, deep left corner, Dylan Braun. He's hampered by two defenders. Herky-jerky move through the lane. Off balance, cannot get it to go. The Flyers' defense on Braun has been suffocating.
Pringer had 2 points in the semifinal game.
Baseline drive, Bruns for Marion Local. Yep, the supporting cast for the Flyers has come up big here tonight. We played a minute 30 in the fourth quarter. Rethman dribbles through the top of the circle. Hands off to Bruns in the left corner. 14-point lead. Mesher, good feed down inside. Rethman, reverse layup, got it! Redskins are in deep, deep trouble. Marion Local thoroughly outplaying Fort Loramie tonight, up to 16, 6:28 to go in the game on scoresbroadcast.com.
Goffney Furniture in Sydney is impressive. Find out for yourself. Go to Goffney, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. For your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service free of charge. Extremely high quality furniture, priced just right at Goffney. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
We played 90 seconds here in the fourth quarter, Chuck, and from 35-24 to 40-24, 16-point differential.
Just the opposite of what Loramie needed to do to start the fourth quarter.
Yep. Here's Evan Burning down the floor for the Redskins. Veers off left corner. Hands off to Dylan Braun. He loops it right corner to Roderman. Out on top to Brandaway. Now Dylan. He's open. 25-footer straight away. Headset.
Dylan Braun.
A triple by Dylan Braun. 40-27. Marion Local by 13. 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. What's Braun got in the way of points and field goals?
That's seven, two baskets, 7 points.
Here's a good drive into the lane by Reffman. A beauty right down the pike. All the attention given to Mesher and Bruns. Here's Dylan Braun. Jacks up a quick triple for the Redskins. He's bumped on the elbow. He's got three free throws. 42-27, Marion Local. Dylan Braun at the stripe. He's got a trio of shots here. Next break will tell you all about Brookins in Fort Loramie. Now owned and managed by Carl Arnes. It's his turn. After 12 years of superb service offered by Dale and Joyce Barhorst, Carl Arnes, now the man in shop at, in charge, I should say, at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Pork chop special on Saturday nights, Brookins burgers, Brookins chicken, outstanding pizza. It's the place to go for birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60. The spacious second floor is available, too. No good eating place like Brookins in Fort Loramie. You'll love it. If you have eaten by Dylan Braun of Fort Loramie, he ripped the cores in all three. Here's a steal. Carter Mesher took it away at midcourt. Driving layup, no good. Foul, Marion Local at the rim. Mesher, Carter Mesher, big theft at the timeline.
I'll tell you what, Reffman did not want to put the ball in his left hand. Mesher did a great job of making him put it there, and he almost hurt himself trying to get up the floor.
Yeah, you're right, Chuck. Carter Reffman tried to make a crossover dribble with the left against Mesher, and it was a pickpocket. Mesher's got two free ones here. Redskins need every charity foul line point they can get. Mesher pops it in. Well, we're back down to an 11-point game. 42-31. It's been as much as 18. It was a 31-13 game at one stretch. Five and a half to go, fourth quarter. Second shot, Mesher. He dips the knees, eyes the basket. It swirled around and came out. Rebound. Marion Local. Backcourt, it goes to Bruns, who strides over the timeline. Swings the pass up ahead to Albers. On the arc to Everman with 5:18 to go, fourth quarter. Everman dives into the lane, might have walked with the ball. Foul called on Fort Loramie. Let's see what stands. The referees look at each other. Clearly, the travel occurred before the personal foul, if there was one. And ball out of bounds, Marion Local, common personal.
I think the officiating has been pretty good this evening, but that was not a good call.
5:15 to go in the fourth quarter. Marion Local inbounding baseline left. Ball lobbed it out back to Bruns. Redskins have got to have stops. Here's an errant pass by Marion Local into the left corner, and it was barely touched by Fort Loramie and went out of bounds.
It was touched.
Yeah, the officials look at each other and get it right. Very quick eye-to-eye nonverbal contact, and the right decision is made. Flyers possession. Here's Bruns against Burning. Fakes right, goes left. Choked off by Braun, who helped cover. 5 minutes to go in the game. 11-point contest. Here's a lob down inside. Albers to Bruns. He's got the chippy. Easy basket by Bruns. Good high, low pass. Albers to Bruns. Spot on. Here's Burning. Baseline left against Bruns. On top to Brandewey. He got away with a walk. That was a clear-cut travel. To Mesher to Brandewey. Foul line. Probes the middle, ducks under, and overshoots a four-footer. And that seemed about do it.
Well, that pretty much sums up the evening for Fort Loramie. A great move, got to the rim, didn't come close to the shot.
Nope.
They have missed 10 easy shots tonight. And I'm going to say their shots have been contested. Marion Local's defense has been outstanding. But still, I've not seen Loramie play offense like this all year.
Oh, yeah, in your subconscious, you're wary of the Flyers' height. Shots have been altered all night long. Here's Marion Local throwing at 70 feet over the top of pressure. Caught by Tyler Mesher, who bulldozes hard to the rim, and he's drilled on his way to the cup. He'll get two free throws here for Marion Local with 4:33 to go in the fourth quarter. And the Flyers up at 13, 44-31. Mesher, odd free throw off to the right.
Fouls on number 34, Carter Mesher. His first team's.
Carter Mesher is out. Eli Rosengarten back in for the Redskins. Fort Loramie's made, what, 1-3 tonight? One?
Yeah, two. Braun hit one here in this quarter.
Yeah, you're right. Eli got the very first field goal of the game for Fort Loramie, I think. With under four to go in the second quarter. Not first, second. Mesher missed both. And Evan Burning to three. Yes, sir! Dylan Braun, 27-footer. We've got a 10-point game with 4:20 to go. Runs in backcourt against Burning. Bettner Rosengarten traveling. He turned it over. We've still got 4 minutes plus to go. 44-34, Marion Local. Here's Braun, here's Burning. Key possession right here. Burning fakes right, goes left. Flips it back out to Rosengarten. Left side, Brandewey. Now Burning. Fakes right, goes left again. Brandewey left corner, three. Time out. Marion Local. Redskins within seven. Still four to go on scoresbroadcast.com.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at GeyersChrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyers is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyers is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyers Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, GAIERS.com.
Well, the Fort Loramie Redskins are trying to mount a phenomenal comeback. Once down 31-13 with Fort Loramie, which did not score a field goal for the first 12 minutes of this game. And unbelievably, it's 44-37, 3:56 to go. Marion Local against pressure in backcourt. Throws it up the right side to Ruffin. Dylan Braun on him.
We're getting on his right hand. Make him go left.
Here's Tyler Mesher, 35 feet away. Tyler Siegel guards him as he enters the paint. Marion Local now spreading the floor. Marion Local has not shot in clutch situations this year. 16 fouls on both clubs, each team in the bonus. Here's Brunt. Brunt's in the post. Spin move. Fadeaway 10-footer. Bingo! He's got it.
6'6", elevates, shoots over top. He is outstanding. He's an outstanding basketball player.
Evan Burning for three for Fort Loramie. Off the back rim. Rebound volleyball around. Got it. Big sequence in the last 30 seconds. Field goal by Bruns. Outstanding post-up move in the paint. And then a long three ball, but Fort Loramie misfires. Marion Local snares the rebound. Marion Local gets a timeout. We've worked the clock down to 3:03 to go in the fourth. And Marion Local is up by nine late in this game. And unless a miraculous Boys Division IV tournament, and Marion Local will advance on to the state Final Four next week. Marion Local won the state tournament last in boys basketball in 2003 when the boys and girls both won it. Marion Local went back to the championship game the next year in 04, got beat. Fort Loramie won the state title in boys basketball in 1993. Marion Local seeking revenge tonight, having lost to Fort Loramie in the regular season by 12 at the Redskins gym. But Marion Local until the last couple minutes has far outplayed Fort Laramie here tonight. Here's a dribble quickly up the floor. Marion Local, a shove in the back of Bruns. Mesher got a piece of him. Redskin fans wanted a walk. There was no travel. But clearly the shove in the back of the Flyer player might have made it look like there was a walking violation, but the referees got it right. And Bruns is at the strike for Marion Lane with 2:55 to go. Redskins had cut it to 7 with just over 3 to play in the game. Big free throws, Bruns, 1-1. He's got it. It's a 10-point game again, 47-37. Keep in mind, in the regional semi, Fort Laramie had Rushi down by 10 with well under 2 minutes to go. And Rushi wound up with a 3 to try to tie it in the last couple seconds. Both shots on from 7 to 11. An 11-point spread again for Marion Local. Here's Roderman, right corner burning, intercepted by Tangeman. Nick Tangeman, a nifty steal. Long lead out down the floor to Rethman, to Pringer, back to Rethman. Foul against Brandewee of Fort Laramie. But the last half minute has turned the tide big time back in the favor of Marion Local, which will try to salt this thing away at the charity stripe. 1-1 for Rethman of Marion Local. He eyes the basket, up and good. 49-37 in favor of the Flyers with 2:38 to go here in the fourth. It was a 47-35 Fort Laramie win in the regular season. Fairly similar score right now. Only the leading team is Marion Local, but 13-50-37. Dylan Braun hoists up a 3-ball from the right side of the floor, right in front of the Redskins bench. He missed it long. Rebound, Marion Local. Runs down the floor to Pringer. Shot fake, layup, got it. A near steal by the Flyers as the ball was heaved up the court to Braun. 2:15 to go. It's a 50, and the Flyer beat, being cheered on by Nathan Bruns on the floor for Marion Local. Here's a twisting move by Evan Vernon. What a drive. Up and in. Off the backboard by Vernon. And here's the inbounds pass by Marion Local. Nearly stolen by Vernon, who stabs it out of bounds into the Redskins bench. 2 minutes, 3 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. 52-39. Marion Local up to 13. Don't forget tomorrow, we've got two games for you from the Schottenstein Center at the Ohio State University. Minster plays Ottoville in a girls' Division IV state championship game at 10:45, and Versailles meets Columbus Afrocentric at 2 in a Division III girls' state championship game. And we've got the game for you here on scoresbroadcast.com. Both games, in fact, for you Minster and Versailles fans, plus those of you in West Central Ohio and around the world on the internet for that matter, who'd like to join us for coverage tomorrow.
It's a chance for two MAC schools to win two different divisions in girls basketball.
Oh, it rarely happens in any state in the United States of America. It happened in 2013 here in Ohio when Ann and Fort Laramie did it. Each won division crown state championships in girls basketball in Division III, Division IV on the same day in 2013, and in Fort Laramie from the Shelby County League. Tomorrow, Minster and Versailles from the Midwest Athletic Conference get a shot at repeating that feat.
Yeah, the only time you see it a lot is in the MAC in football. I think they won all seven divisions one year, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, they've done it. What, three victories?
Three. Oh, yeah, they won three.
Three victories in one season, different divisions, yep. And this past fall, winter, Versailles, New Bremen won Division III, Division IV, the two schools did, in volleyball. And they're both in the Midwest Athletic Conference.
There you go.
Well, I've been gabbing, Chuck. What's happened? It's 50.
Well, we had a foul. We had a player control foul, so on a turnover, and they came back. So it's Marion's ball now out of bounds. It wasn't a shooting foul.
Right. Player control foul, not of the shooting type. Marion local inbounds. Down low on the left of Bruns. A shot fake. He goes up strong. And Cody Barhorst, who's been inserted for Fort Loramie, clamps down on the wrist. Redskin fans thought that was clean. I don't think it was. Bruns at the stripe. He's got the two-shot situation here. Double bonus, 10 fouls on Fort Loramie. 52-39 the score as Bruns throws up a brick on the free throw. A minute 53 to go. Under two to play. 13-point game. Marion local in the lead. It was 11-15-4 after one. It was stretched all the way out to 31-13, Chuck, at the start of the third quarter. Bruns makes the second one. 53-39. In favor of Marion Local. Here's a dribble drive of Burning, and Marion Local makes sure it does not foul Evan Burning, who dribbles at 50 feet in for a layup. Here's Mesher in backcourt for Marion Local. He's jammed right in front of us and fouled with a minute 40 to go.
Well, that's a good foul. If they're going to throw the ball into Mesher, you got to foul him because he didn't look very good. He might make these, but he didn't look very good on his first two.
Say, if you're a fan of local high school sports like Chuck and I are, you got to check out the book called Titles and Tears. Titles and Tears documents the decade-long quest of the Fort Loramie girls basketball program to take the state title in 2013. They repeated 2 years later. The book Titles and Tears is available at titlesandtears.com. And sports folks in the Upper Miami Valley have reviewed the book and called it so very real and a straight out of Hollywood script. Titles and Tears, a must read. Buy the book today at the website titlesandtears.com. That's Titles and Tears at titlesandtears.com. Written by Hillary Benanzer and Jeff Hewitt. They are the Loramie. A run out by Marion Local the other way. All the way to the cup goes Rethman. He's belted from the backside. A foul by the Redskins with a minute 22 to go. The lead is 14 for Marion Local. Mesher's last two free throws, Chuck.
He made them both. It actually looked 100% different than the two he missed the time before.
And here's Rethman at the line for Marion Local, and he drains it. Flyers shooting free throws here tonight. Far better than they did in the district tournament up at Wapakoneta. When missed free throws enabled St. Henry to force overtime against Marion Local. The Flyers did eventually win that game 39-38. One free throw made, one missed. Here's a quick three hurled up from the right wing by Dylan Braun. He knocks it down for Fort Loramie. Redskins call a timeout, trailing the 12. A minute 14 to go on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Awesome. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to our sponsors in Rushi, the Francis Schulte Company in Superior. Without your support here on scoresbroadcast.com, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at the Francis Schulte Company, Doug Borchers, all the staff and associates at Superior Aluminum, so much gratitude to you folks, and as well the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It's the gem of Rushi, Ohio. Tell Jolene Renderly you heard all about her shop right here on scoresbroadcast.com. 74 seconds to go in the game. Marion Local inbounding to her left. They've got to take it 94 feet. Fort Loramie will foul hastily. Redskins do as Burning tries to wrestle the ball away from Pringer. Marion Local, what a game for Tyler Pringer, averaging about 4.8 a game on the year. What's he got on the night? He's at least a dozen above his average, and he has been the Redskin killer here tonight. We've got a 12-point game, and he is 12 above his point-per-game average. Tyler Pranger at the stripe for Marion Local. It hits the front rim, crawls over, and drops in.
I would guess this is probably the game of his life. Good time to have it.
Yep. 57-44 in favor of Marion Local Redskins, with more than likely one of their couple worst shooting nights of the entire season. And it's happened at the wrong time. But I tell you what, give Marion Local all the credit in the world. Suffocating defense by the Flyers. Both free throws by Pringer are good. Here's a long three-pointer by Burning, a high archer. It is no good. Off the heel. Long rebound. Pringer again has it. He's wrapped up. He'll shoot the double bonus. We've still got a minute to go. Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. The team at Wilson Health gets athletes healthy and right back in the game. Physicians, trainers, therapists at Wilson Health are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson Athletic Trainers serve specific schools and are on-site at sports contests. And the Injured Athlete Clinic is open on Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Phone 937-498-5548 or go to wilsonhealth.org. Motto, its slogan is right on, caring without limits. Here's a long three-pointer by Dylan Braun after a couple of sunk free throws by Pringer. Dylan, five-footer, and then again a Fort Loramie foul, 45.6 to go. It's a 13-point game. The inevitable is going to happen, Chuck. It's maybe a lot longer away than 45.6 because the Redskins will continue to try and foul, maybe swap a three-pointer for a zero at the foul line, but Marion Local continues to hit. Pringer drops in another foul shot. Is he up to 20 yet?
22
for Tyler Pringer, 17 above his per-game average. Pringer missed that one. Rebound down to Burning, 61-47 Marion Local. Burning fakes right, goes left, reverse layup against Bruns, bounces around, and it comes out. That's the way the night's gone. The lid on it for the Redskins. The Flyers have been red hot. Their defense simply took Fort Loramie out of its game and offense all night long.
It's time to quit fouling.
Redskins simply with no answer. And here at regional tournament time, Marion Local, the better club. Pringer at the stripe, shoots and hits. He's got 23. 33 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. 62-47 in favor of the Flyers. Tell you what, Chuck, one of those nights, Tyler Pringer took a three ball about 3.5 or 4 minutes into the game. Was a shot which momentarily stuck on the back of the rim and then just crawled over and went in. And that's the way the night's gone for Fort Loramie and in favor of Marion Local. Dylan Braun, outstanding senior for the Redskins, comes off the floor. He is in tears. He's being bear hugged by his coaches, consoled by his players. Dylan Braun, what an asset to athletics at Fort Loramie High School. Superb student-athlete is Dylan Braun. Heck of a basketball player. Dynamite career. 17 points a game this year. A player of the year in boys Division IV hoops in this district.
He got 15 points in the fourth quarter.
Wow.
Way too late.
Wholesale changes by both clubs.
They just pulled all their seniors out one at a time, which was a nice thing to do.
And we're down to 33 ticks left on the clock late in this game, 62-47 in Finger at the stripe. He shoots the free throw up. It's way short. And he's got, what, 24 points? Is that what you said, Chuck?
23.
Well, he won't get a chance at 25, I don't believe. Here is Fort Loramie up the floor. It is Nolan Burning outside the arc. Gives it off to Carter Mesher. Mesher will return next year. He hoists up a three, high off the back, fans, no good. Rebound, Marion Local. That's going to do it. Pringer to midcourt. Everybody's on their feet here at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. The players are shaking hands now. During the final several seconds, game is over. Fort Laramie is out of the tournament, beaten here in the regional championship soundly by Marion Local, 62-47. 62-47, Flyers beat the Redskins. Redskins can hold their heads high. It was a great season for Fort Laramie basketball. Shelby County League champs with Anna and Rushi, 25-3 on the year. Two losses to Anna, one when the Redskins were suffering from having two sick players, one of whom did not even dress. Here tonight in the regional championship to Marion Local, Fort Laramie, the worst time in the entire year over the stretch of 28 games to have probably its worst shooting evening of the entire season here in 2017-18. But Marion Local had so much to do with that. Now we'd like to say thank you to our anchor underwriting insurance, North Edge of Sydney, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page. Watson Siegel, Evan Burning, Cody Barhorst, and Dylan Braun received the regional championship runner-up trophy. They pose with glum looks on their faces for photo. Laramie crowd, 62-47. Marion Local thumps team, and it was a solid victory. Beaten very soundly here tonight by a Marion Local team, which was on its game and is playing its best basketball of the year. And the tournament back in 2003 and duplicate that feat 15 years later in 2018. Marion Local triumphant, decisively, 62. We'd like to thank very much, as we noted previously, from Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company, and Superior Aluminum, and the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, and Anna Wells Brothers, Inc. on Shuey Drive, the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets, get connected to your veterans' benefits, 498/Shelby, COVSO. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney, he gives you his best shot. The in-between, south of Butkins. Food is not in-between. It's out of this world. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for even more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-M. Frisch is in Sydney, Troy and Tip City. What's your favorite thing? Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Custom Foam Products Flyer, Brookins in Fort Laramie. In Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, generation after generation of great service. Well, Chuck, let's hear from Clancy's. Spotlight our star or stars of the game. Redskins shot it poorly, Marion Local extremely well. Tyler Pringer, high man both sides, 23 points, almost 19 above his per game average.
Well, I talked before the game that I thought an advantage that Laramie had was I thought their bench was better. Between him and Rethman, they scored 33 points. That was the difference in the, yeah, in the basketball game, absolutely. So they got 17 out of Bruns. Not only does the kid score, the kid rebound, the kid defend, he's their best ball handler. He handles the ball against the press. Gave it to him last time, so he doesn't get a share of it this time. Tyler Pringer, definitely Clancy's player for Marion Local. On the other side is kind of a toss-up. Braun really didn't contribute much till the fourth quarter when he was just on fire. He scored 19 for the game, 15 of them in the fourth quarter. The other one that I was impressed with tonight, the effort, was Evan Burning. So I'm going to go with Evan Burning and Dylan Braun as the Clancy's players of the game for Fort Laramie.
Yeah, very good picks indeed. Rethman and Pringer for Marion Local. combining for 33. Pringer at 23. The two young men ordinarily combine for about 10 or 11 points a game. Between them, 22 points tonight above their per-game average.
Well, 27 points. The Fly, that's pretty close to what Loramie averaged giving up early in the season in a game.
Yeah. Redskins giving up 38.5, 39 over the course of the campaign on the year.
Now, a lot of that's free throws.
Yeah, a lot of the Flyers' points tonight late were free throws. But Marion Local did pump home 62 in winning this game over Fort Loramie, 62-47. And again,
on the other side, we got Dylan Braun and Evan Burning, a couple of really good seniors that are going to be missed.
Brought to you by Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast.
And do not forget, it's the Beat the Taxman sale at Gaffney Furniture in Sydney, Route 47. That's Michigan Avenue, west of I-75. 5 years, no interest financing, 60 equal monthly payments. That is at Gaffney Furniture, located in Sydney. Take advantage of that great offer, Gaffney Furniture in Sydney. Outstanding, high quality, superb furniture priced just right to meet your budget's needs. And go to the website, GoffneyFurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, Furniture.com. More savings available with coupons at the website. Our anchor sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. More webcasts tomorrow, Chuck.
Let's do it again.
Yep, our last two of the high school basketball season. We've got Minster and Versailles girls in state championship games. Minster Wildcats tip at 10:45 against Ottoville. We're on the web online on scoresbroadcast.com at about 10:30. And then tomorrow at 2, Versailles tips off against Columbus Afrocentric. We're on the web online on Scores Broadcast 45. We've got both games for you tomorrow from Columbus. Could be icy in the morning. Hey, if you're not near a television or a radio, you like us on the internet, you can't receive the radio signal, you can hear us anywhere you might be. Join us for all the action. Minster Versailles, both coming off terrific state semifinal wins yesterday. We covered those games, 44-25 Versailles over Buckeye Central, and or I should say 44-25. It was in game one yesterday. Ottoville won its game.
Beat the Bucketeers or whatever the heck they're called.
Buckeye Central was the loser to Ottoville, 44-25. We didn't cover that game. We covered the next one. Minster won its contest by a score of 46-31 over Waterford. So Minster plays Ottoville in the first game at 10:45. I've got teams swimming in my brain right now. And then tomorrow afternoon at 2, Versailles, a winner yesterday, 63-47 over its opponent, Elyria Catholic, beats Columbus Afrocentric, which knocked out Ottawa Glandorf yesterday, 50-37. Should be two great games, up and down the floor, fast and furious. Expect that Versailles game to be a ladies' track meet.
Yeah, it should be. I'll tell you, Afrocentric, I don't remember the girl's name because we didn't cover him, but was as good a girls' basketball player as I think I've ever seen.
Horston.
She is amazing, athletic. They're going to have their hands full with that young lady tomorrow.
Yep. And Minster nipped Ottoville in the regular season. Courtney Pringer dominated the last 3 to 4 minutes of that game. Minster won it by one, 55-54. It should be every bit that tight again tomorrow. Now, Ron Mooney is our scorersbroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside, as always, Stats Color on-site engineering. Jack Kramer reminding you once more, our final score tonight, 62-47, Marion Local oust Fort Loramie. Regional champs, Boys Division 4, the Flyers, Redskins, runners-up. And we salute the Fort Loramie seniors, five of them, Evan Burning, Cody Barhorst, Dylan Braun, Austin Siegel, Tyler Siegel. Outstanding careers for that quintet as student-athletes here at Fort Loramie, having played their last basketball game in hoops on the court here tonight. For Ron, for Chuck, Jack Kramer saying goodnight from here at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.